Hello, and welcome back to The Marketing Slice by Hurry, the show where the team at Hurry give you all the latest marketing insights, hints, and tips that aim to help you improve your results right now. I'm Melissa, and in this episode, we will be discussing the 11 social media KPIs you should be tracking. So let's get stuck right in. We've all been there. The monthly marketing report is due, and you need to report on how the social media strategy is performing. But with so many social media platforms, each with different metrics and analytics to dive into, it can seem like a never-ending task of gathering and sorting data. Social media is now recognized as an entire business function in itself, rather than just a marketing tool. So naturally, managing and reporting on it is going to be incredibly time-consuming. It's probably very obvious, but when done effectively, the hard work is definitely rewarded. In fact, 78% of consumers are willing to buy from a company after having had a positive experience with them on social media, so it certainly pays off to do well. With that being said, how do you know how well your social channels are actually performing? Answering this goes beyond the number of likes and followers you have. While these are still useful in their own right, there are others that will give you a much more rounded and well-informed look at how your channels are performing. Given that we're about to go through the social media KPIs you should be tracking, we should probably set out what a KPI actually is. A KPI is used to measure and assess the performance and progress towards a specific goal or objective. For every goal you set, you need some way of knowing if you're on track to achieving it, and that's where KPIs come in. So without further ado, let's take a look at the KPIs you should really be tracking to determine how effective your social media strategies are. The main areas you should be concentrating on are reach, engagement, and conversions. Let's start with reach KPIs. Number one is impressions. Impressions are the total number of times that social media users have been shown your content without distinguishing between unique accounts. They don't include people who have clicked or engaged with your content, just those who have been exposed to it. Impressions differ between social platforms. For example, the impressions on Instagram are different for posts and stories, whereas on Pinterest, impressions are given per pin. Generally, the more followers you have, the higher impressions you will have. This is due to the fact that one user can see your content multiple times. So, one account could see the same post in their feed 5 times, which equates to 5 impressions. If that same account shares your content, then their own followers will see it and increase the overall impressions of your post. If you find your posts are receiving high impressions but a low engagement rate, it suggests the post wasn't engaging enough to make your followers interact with it or take an action. It's important to note, though, that having a high number of impressions doesn't necessarily mean the user took any notice of the post. They could have seen it and scrolled past without reading or engaging with it in any way. Next is post reach. Not to be confused with impressions, reach is used to determine the number of unique accounts that saw your content. Post reach is often lower than impressions, so using the example above, if one account saw your post 5 times, the impressions would be 5, but the post reach would only be 1. Post reach is affected by factors such as the timing or frequency of posting. Each channel will have varying times in which users are most active, so to get the most reach from each of your posts, it's best to carefully monitor and aim to post at times when the majority of users are online. Post reach is automatically calculated in some channels, whereas with others, you'll need to do it yourself. The best way to do this is to divide the number of impressions for each post by the total number of followers and multiply that by 100 to get a percentage. For example, if your post views are 750 and you have 5,000 followers, then the reach is 15%, 750 divided by 5,000 times 100. Our third metric is web traffic. If you're investing a lot of time and effort into your social media content, you want to make sure there's a high percentage of traffic visiting your website from your social channels. Looking at the traffic to your website is a great way to see how well social posts with links to the site are performing and indicates how well you're converting social followers into leads and potential customers. This data can easily be found in Google Analytics in the acquisition section. If you notice your social reach and impressions are high, but web traffic is low, then your content or call to action may not be appealing enough to entice users to visit the website and make a purchase, or you aren't reaching your target audience. In saying this though, if your services and products are linked directly to your social channel for e-commerce, then a visit to the website to make a purchase is not always essential. Our fourth KPI is share of voice. Share of voice tells how much brand exposure you have compared to your competitors. It measures the online visibility of your brand in terms of the amount of conversation there is about your brand, including the number of mentions, tags, etc. This KPI is slightly more time-consuming to measure, as the majority of social channels won't have the data readily available. It is often a manual process of deciding what keywords, phrases, hashtags, or categories you want to be known for, and then monitoring those. If you want to see your share of voice, you could keep track of the number of hashtags in your brand name, product name, company slogan, or motto. For example, Nike would monitor the hashtag Just Do It, or McDonald's could track hashtag I'm Loving It. To calculate your share of voice, you should measure any mention of your brand for a specific period of time and compare this against the number of mentions of your competitors and add both figures together to get the total mentions. To make this a percentage, divide your number of mentions by the total mentions and then multiply that by 100. Obviously, the higher the percentage, the more people are talking about your brand, hopefully in a positive way. Next, we'll be looking at engagement KPIs. Arguably, one of the most important KPIs in social media, engagement measures the number of general interactions that your posts receive. Having a large number of followers is pointless if they aren't interacting or engaging with the content you share. If they are, then you've got a good following from your target audience. On many social platforms, the algorithms work in such a way that if your post is gaining traction and good audience engagement, then it will recognize that the post is helpful and will show it to more users. To measure engagement rate, it's useful to measure the following KPIs. Tracking them by themselves will be unlikely to give you enough valuable information to act on. They all need to be considered together to see how truly engaged your users are. Our first engagement KPI is likes and comments. It's an obvious one, but the more likes and comments you get, the better. This shows that your content is resonating with your target audience. It's great if someone physically likes a post, but if they go through the bother of commenting, then that's even better. When you actually think about the purpose of social media, it's to be social, the clue is in the name, create conversations, and build a community. So the more comments you get, the more conversations you can actually have with your followers, who, at the end of the day, are your potential customers. Next is shares. Similar to comments, shares take a bit more effort, so when a follower reshares your post, it means they're happy to promote your content to their own followers. This is another sign that the content you're sharing is interesting and probably highly relevant to your followers. Shares will differ slightly from channel to channel. For example, when a user shares a post on Instagram, it can be shared privately via DM to their friends or directly to their story. And Facebook is a direct share to their own personal Facebook feed, and so on. Our next engagement KPI is follower growth rate. This is not saying that you want to gain more followers than lose. The follower growth rate measures the speed at which your brand's following increases on social media, basically how quickly you're gaining followers. It's normal to have a natural ebb and flow of followers, but you want the number to be increasing overall. Monitoring the growth will also highlight if your following starts to decrease significantly, which is a sign you need to adjust your strategy. Perhaps you're posting too much and followers are getting fed up, or perhaps you aren't posting the right type of content altogether. Next, we'll be looking at conversion KPIs, and first off is, obviously, conversion rate. Conversion rate is the percentage of users who perform the actions outlined in your social media post. So this could be subscribing to your mailing list, visiting a landing page, or making a purchase. Having a high conversion rate shows that your posts are delivering value to your audience and suggests your content is highly relevant. Our ninth social media KPI is click-through rate. This is a type of conversion that isn't a direct purchase or sign-up, but it is an important one to track as an individual performance indicator. Not to be confused with engagement actions such as shares, likes, or comments, click-through rate is specifically how often users click on the call to action link in your social post. Tracking this will give you insight into how compelling and valuable your offer is to your audience. If you have a high click-through rate but low conversion rate, it can also provide insight into where you're losing your audience. Our next KPI is revenue. Usually, the end goal for most businesses who invest in social media is to generate more sales and revenue. So naturally, this is an important KPI to measure. You'll find revenue generated from social media in your Google Analytics account. If your products and services are integrated with your social channels, then you can obtain the revenue directly from each social channel's analytics. Our final KPI is return on investment. This is relatively self-explanatory and reflects the costs generated by your social channels after deducting any costs spent on each channel. These costs might include the employee time spent on creating and distributing the content, social media ad spend, and the cost of tools, platforms, or software. For example, you might be paying a monthly subscription fee for social media scheduling software. To calculate the ROI, divide your profits generated from social media by the total investment and multiply that by 100 to get a percentage. And those are the 11 KPIs we think you should track to get the most out of your social strategy. Social media KPIs are measurable values that allow your teams to track if the social strategy is working effectively and is connecting with your target market. While the KPIs we reviewed may not apply to every business, they are a good starting point for most. Each business will have their own goals and objectives, so while revenue may be important to one, another may want to focus more on something like brand awareness. So reach and impressions would be more relevant than revenue. Your social media goals should be tailored to your business objectives, which means the KPIs and metrics that you choose to measure will also need to be tailored accordingly. If you liked this podcast, then you can subscribe for free anywhere you get your podcasts. Feel free to share with a friend if you think they might enjoy it. And don't forget, you can find other resources like guides, videos, blogs, and infographics over on our website at www.hurig.co or in the show notes. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll join us again soon.